Welcome to session three, demo five. And in this demo, we're going to be taking a look at the Xamarin Map Control, as well as the Xamarin Geolocation plugin to get the GPS coordinates. So as you can see, I've already got the solution loaded up inside Visual Studio. So let's take a look at the modified application. So I have the application running inside the Android emulator already. Let's take a photo here. Take a picture of this red box. We'll give it a name and description, and then finally click on the upload photo. That's going to upload it to Azure. Okay, let's log into our Azure portal. So I've already kind of done that here. I click on the refresh button. This is our table inside our mobile service. So you can see here, we've got the new photo that we just uploaded. So now what we're doing is we're setting the latitude and longitude properties here. So let's take a look at how we're accomplishing that inside the application. Okay, so what I've got already loaded up on the screen, this is the new GPS service, and its responsibility is to call out to the Xamarin geolocation plugin. So what that's doing is it's getting the current position of the device. And basically what we're doing is we're passing a map location. So we're assigning the latitude and longitude to that map location and returning that back to our camera page view. So we'll take a look at that next. So in the upload method, what we're doing is we're actually calling that GPS service method of get current location. We're returning that map location data model, and then with that we are passing it to our mobile service. So let's take a look at that next. So this is the Azure service or the mobile service. So on the add photo, we are receiving the new map location data object, and then with that we are assigning the latitude and longitude on our photo object, and then we're uploading that into Azure. So let's now take a look at the UWP, because the fact that we are using the same shared code, we should expect a similar experience on UWP as well. We're going to click on the map tab, and we're going to load up the photos, and that's going to place pins on our map. So you can see we've got our pin for our red box. So if I click on the pin, we get a nice map overlay there. So you can see we get a thumbnail along with the name and description. So let's look at the pieces next on how we kind of accomplish this work here. So the first thing we're going to be taking a look at is the new custom control. So we created a new custom control based on the Xamarin Forms map control. And what we added into that is a bindable property around our pins. And all that is just a observable collection of the photos that we have in our application. So we use that inside our map page. So let's take a look at the code behind of our map page. So we are setting the data context to the photos page view model. So you can see that here happening here. One of the things we do is to kind of have a nice look of the map. We kind of center it onto our map region, and this is accomplished by using the map controls move to region method. So we just gonna give it a set coordinates. The other button, the get current location, what that does is it basically puts a pin on the map, centers the map on that pin. So basically it gets the current GPO location of the device itself. So the next thing we want to take a look at is the XAML that defines that page. So you can see here, this is the map page XAML. What we have here is we're referencing that custom map control. So we can see here we're setting the bindings to our custom pins to our photos collection inside our view model. So we're leveraging XAML binding to kind of do some of the heavy lifting, so we don't have to code all that for ourselves. So that's one of the advantages of using Xamarin Forms. The next thing we're going to take a look at is the custom renderer for UWP. So this is the custom map render for UWP. So we basically set the export render attribute. So this is kind of defining the relationship between the custom map and to the renderer. So we override a few of the methods here. So we override the on element change. So basically on element change, so basically on the initial load of the map control, what we want to do is we want to fetch a reference to the map control as well as getting at the pins. The next thing we override is the on element property change. So anytime the properties on the map control change, we want to get access to those properties. So one of the things we do is we verify that we are getting, in fact, a update to the custom pins property. So once that occurs, we fire off the update pins. So it's the update pins that clears the map. And it, what it does is it's going through the instructions of assigning the position of the pins. So you can see that here. So we're creating a new pin on our map. We are giving a custom pin or image for our pins. We are then assigning the location of that pin along with the name. The other thing we're doing is we're setting the click event. So you saw that how I clicked on the map pin to bring up the overlay. So that's done here. So when I do that action, so when I actually click on the pin, what it does here is this is creating a map overlay, and inside the constructor, it's passing in the pin. So again, we are basically setting the position of that overlay and basically making that visible. So let's take a look at that next. So this is the map overlay inside the UWP head. And all this is a UWP user control. And inside that, we've got XAML that's defining the look of that overlay for us. So you can see here, all it is just a grid with two stack panels. It has, in one of the stack panels, it's got an image. And we have two text blocks for our name and description of our photo. And again, that is constructed. So on the constructor of this user control, we're passing in the pin. We are basically doing the setup of data. So basically, we're doing some safety checks here to make sure everything's proper with the passed in pin. We're setting the image source to the URI of the photo. And then we're assigning the name and description of the text blocks inside our overlay. So with that, the one thing I'm going to mention too as well is in each of our heads, we've got a custom renderer that does the same work here, but has different rules for obviously for that platform. If we did not supply these renderers, what would happen is you would get the standard map control with the out-of-the-box pins, and you wouldn't get the overlay action. So with renderers, we can kind of control how that map control is defined, and then we can drill down into how we define the look of our pins that we're applying to the map as well. So with that, this concludes this demo. So I look forward to seeing you in the next demo.